Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Jennifer Richmond and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are in lesson 5. We're going to be covering days 9 and 10. Brief days, some study involved in day 9, and then your culminating create and share for day 10. So I'm glad you're here with me today. We've had a great time in this entire lesson 5, and I'm looking forward to wrapping it up with you in today's talk. So let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll get started with our lesson today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for going before us and always having our back as well. Thank you for our time in your word today as we learn and study. And I just ask a blessing on those hearing my voice today, whatever it is that they are bringing to this moment and is setting aside for this time of study. I pray that you bless them for their faithfulness and for their love and seeking you as well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's get into the word. And don't forget, if you are just joining us here, I would love to hear from you. So YouTube folks, say hi. Facebook people, give me a hi. Let me know that you're joining and listening in. And same thing for you, those of you listening on the podcast. Just leave a quick comment. Let me know that you're listening. And maybe tell me something that you've learned or enjoyed or found interesting in this past lesson. All right. Let me go ahead and switch screens so you can see what I'm seeing, which is lesson 5, day 9. And we have been working on memorizing Psalm 42. Let's go ahead and read the whole thing together, and then we'll focus in on those two verses that are our key verses for this chapter and this lesson. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and from Mount Mazor. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Another great reminder today from God's word. Well, we are going to be reading from Esther 4, 1 through 17. So we're going to go back to the beginning for our reading time today. Esther 4, 1 through 17. When Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city, and he cried out with a loud and bitter cry. He went up to the entrance of the king's gate, for no one was allowed to enter the king's gate clothed in sackcloth. And in every province, wherever the king's command and his decree reached, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping and lamenting, and many of them lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's young women and her eunuchs came and told her, the queen was deeply distressed. She sent garments to clothe Mordecai so that he might take off his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther called for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs who had been appointed to attend her, and ordered him to go to Mordecai to learn what this was and why it was. Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay in the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show it to Esther and explain it to her and command her to go to the king to beg his favor and plead with him on behalf of her people. And Hathach went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and commanded him to go to Mordecai and say, all the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law, to be put to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter so that he may live. But as for me, I have not been called to come to these kings to these 30 days. And they told Mordecai what Esther had said. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather all the Jews to be found in Susa and hold a fast on my behalf and do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my young women will also fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, though it is against the law. If I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. Very dramatic, right? Let's go ahead and look at our meditation passage for today, which is from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus speaking here, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces with their fasting, so it may be seen by others. Truly I say to you that they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Very good message. Reminder of Jesus not to be a hypocrite when we're fasting, just to do it for a show, but to do it for the Lord, do it for his reasons. All right. So you can look through our lesson today and say it's very different than my usual lesson, because I want you to do some of your own personal study in this lesson today. So I've only given you really a couple of guiding moments here. First of all, consider the reason and result for Mordecai's and Esther's fast. And then what does the Bible say about fasting? Consider doing a study on the spiritual discipline of fasting. A word search in Bible Gateway or other concordance will be helpful. Also, gotquestions.org is a helpful website. Then consider fasting. Record what you learned about fasting here. Record your personal thoughts and reasons for fasting, and then write about your experience. And that's it. That's our day today. I want you to focus on fasting. If you feel so led to fast on behalf of yourself, on someone, or some situation, please do that. And then write that down. But let me go ahead and just walk you through some thoughts about considering the reason and result of Mordecai's and Esther's fast. The Jewish people were in jeopardy. Great jeopardy, serious, and there was a time frame, and this was going to happen. So they were, their reasons of their fast was that the Jewish people, God's people, were in jeopardy. And what was the results of Mordecai and Esther's fast? Well, God's will was done to preserve the Jews, right? They end up, a reversal happens. And not only that, as we see in the rest of Esther, they not only fast and prevent the Jews from ultimately being slaughtered, but the Jews themselves get to plunder other people. they get even more in return for. And then we read later also in this account that the people, some of them became Jews as a result. They're like, "Wow, I see how God is. There is a mosquito. I don't want him to bite me. Try not to be distracted. Can I get him? I did. I hope I didn't just stun him. I totally got that mosquito." Ha! Right there, live on this video. Good. One less pestilent creature to get me, bite me, suck my blood out of me. Anyway, returning back to Bible study about fasting. Maybe that mosquito should have been fasting today rather than sucking on my blood or trying to. Just kidding. Clearly, mosquitoes can't fast. All right. So, reason and results are Mordecai and Esther's fast. Reason, righteousness, ultimately, in the big scheme of things. Result, God hearing their cry, hearing their prayer. All right. What does the Bible say about fasting? Well, I've just read to you from Matthew chapter 6. And I want to point something out to you before you get too crazy on this. He says, they disfigure their faces, their fasting may be seen by others. And you might be going, "Hey, wait a minute, Mordecai's fasting was seen by others. Like, he was out there in front of everybody fasting. Is this an indictment against Mordecai then?" No, Jesus is specifically responding to the way that the hypocrites of the day were doing it. Is Mordecai a hypocrite? No, he's not, because he's walking the walk. He's talking the talk. He's doing it for the honor and glory of God. He says, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. And we already know from this story here with Mordecai that his face was, he was in sackcloth and he was in ashes. So he had darkened his face, right? So in other words, Jesus is saying here, don't do this for the audience of other people looking at you. You keep this between you and God. You keep that righteous relationship with God and make sure you're fasting for righteous reasons. So there's a little bit about what it says. You can simply go up here to Bible Gateway and type in fast or fasting. And fasting is actually better because, well, you'll see in just a minute. Oh, I guess I need to hit the search bar. Here we go. All right. So fasting and prayer, holding fast, rising from my fasting, continued fasting. There's all your verses about fasting. So go through those, read the occasions for fasting, notes, many patterns, any things that stand out to you as you study fasting in the Bible. And then Got Questions is a fabulous resource that I use for questions like this. And you can simply do this, fasting, maybe later. Search. Any articles that they have written about fasting and prayer will come up. What is the connection between prayer and fasting? What does the Bible say? What are different types of fasting? What is the meaning of parable of fasting at the wedding feast, old cloth and wineskins, and so on? Anyway, use that as a resource as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. And then finally, fast. I'm going to see if that's something you feel like the Lord is leading you to, fast. And record your own thoughts and your how you felt about fasting and the experience and what was the result of it and what was the reason that you fasted. I'd love to hear about that. All right. So in conclusion, on day 10, we always do a create and share. And through this, I'm going to ask you to share something kind of artistic. Let me read it to you. From the many passages we've read and meditated on in this lesson, write out one that has been especially meaningful to you. Write it in your own handwritten style or design a graphic using an app that you like. When you're done, share it on Instagram, Facebook, or just send it to a few friends along with your thoughts about how that passage has been a reminder to you of the goodwill of God in your life. And you can use the hashtags LMCCWomen and Dwelling Richly in your sharing if you do it on social media. But I've given you a page here and you can just use that space. You can use it however you want. I use an app called Word Swag. There's PhotoGrid, there's PicMonkey, there's a variety of apps that you can use to design something. Or those of you who like to hand draw things, maybe you even like calligraphy pens and colors and making it really cool and designed. So enjoy doing that. All right, that's it for our lesson. Now I'm going to leave the rest to you now. You go into your study and let me know what you learned about fasting, and I'd love for you to share your experience. When we come back together in a few days, you'll be able to share with your group, and maybe you will have fasted by then or maybe not. Either way, I look forward to hearing from you, and know, as always in our study, that you are loved and prayed for, and I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Bye-bye for now.